We have just enjoyed the hauntingly beautiful slow movement from Antonin Dvorak's Symphony No. 7. It's on the program called Romantic Classics, which is the season opener for the Etobicoke Philharmonic Orchestra, and it's happening on Friday night. My guest today is Mark Whale, who is the concertmaster of Toronto's Etobicoke Philharmonic Orchestra. It's nice to see you again.
Lovely to be here.
And we're going to talk about the concert, of course, and the things that are on the program, including that Dvorak Symphony No. 7. But I want to go in another direction before we get to that. Mark is a full-time professor of liberal studies at Humber College, teaching courses in music, philosophy, and general education. I know you trained in London at the Royal Academy of Music and had a great career in Europe as a violinist, teacher, yep, conductor. And then you got a PhD in music education at U of T. You do a research project called the Music Listening Project and make many presentations. Tell us more about that, please.
Well, one of my interests has been really in the past is why should people go to concerts like the one we have on Friday night? And so for people who have absolutely no experience of classical music or no background in that, what is really going on in the music that is interesting? And we become, when we ask that question, we often become very general. We talk about biography, or we use sort of adjectives like, you know, it's fantastic or emotional. But what I'm interested in is what people are hearing when they say they like a piece of music and are interested in it, what is actually going on in the music. So part of the project is actually sitting down with people like yourself or musicians or just members of the public listening to a song or a piece of classical music and actually saying, you know, playing a minute of it and then saying, so what are you hearing in that? What's actually interesting? And they come up with some really interesting, surprising answers. And then I kind of do a podcast on this. And so you can then kind of play that little clip again and say, okay, I hear what you're saying. You're saying that you like the kind of juxtaposition of that kind of soprano line with the bass line underneath and the tension between the two. And it evolves a bit more like that rather than simply talking about, well, the composer was having a really bad time, so the music sounds sad.
Mm-hmm. So it's more than just music appreciation. It's trying to sort of delve into what does it do to you? How does it touch you emotionally?
Yeah, and what different people are hearing and why that is meaningful to them. Because we often say that music is meaningful and it seems to play a very significant role in our lives. You know, everybody's listening to music. But, you know, we make a generic statement like, you know, Mozart is a great composer. What I want to know is, how does that greatness actually affect my day-to-day living? How does it deepen my existence?
Do you get to things such as, in my own experience, I hear some pieces of music and it makes the hair on the back of my neck stick up, or it shivers, mm-hmm, actual physical reactions.
That's right, yeah, and people will say that, and then we'll say, well, what's going on there? I wonder why that is. Is it simply some kind of association that you have with a memory in the past, or is there actually something in the sound or in the sounds, some type of almost conflict or resolution or whatever that is actually going on that kind of triggers that thoughtfulness in you that then has that emotional response.
And if any of our listeners want to learn more about this, is there a website or a place you can direct them? I know some of the stuff's on iTunes.
Some of the stuff is on iTunes. As yet, I haven't got to the website. But I am having a series of concerts. We've just had one last Friday in Backer, which is a small cafe on Bloor. And we had a kind of a live version of this where we listened to, we performed Shostakovich's Eighth Quartet and I took the listeners through it and tried to point out different things that were happening. So that will be, that's advertised in Whole Note, so I'm going to be.
Okay, yeah. Check with Whole Note and find out what Mark Whale is up to. Now, this Friday night, you're going to be at Martin Grove Collegiate Institute in Etobicoke, 50 Winterton Drive, and at 8 p.m., the Etobicoke Philharmonic season begins. Now, talk a bit about that piece that we heard by Dvorak, Symphony No. 7.
It's a wonderful...
Dvorak. Yeah.
The Seventh Symphony, wonderful piece. We were just listening to the slow movement there. I was wondering, you know, I was thinking, well, how would I, you know, what would I say to somebody who said, well, why should I bother listening to that? You take that second movement and it's fairly representative of the whole work. And I think it's the way that, again, it's never simply cliched. Mozart. Dvorak never simply gives you a nice tune and leaves it at that. So the slow movement begins with this haunting hymn tune, very simple kind of hymn tune, which is then followed by this really quite eerie, and you use the word hauntingly, this kind of, I'm not sure what that interval is. I'm not going to say it on the radio because I might get it wrong. And that can then, that then evaporates into, again, a positive sense of dreaminess of the kind of, I guess, a Czech landscape, which then again is undercut by something else. So there's constantly a sort of a second guessing that's going on in the music, which I think is what is dramatic about that music.
You've got some celebrations of Canada's 150th with some music by the Canadian composer John Weinzweig.
We have, yeah. That's we're doing a couple of Canadian pieces, I think, in this program. At least we are next year, which is, you know, it's just a fun, jolly kind of like, and as it says, it's a round dance, and it's very rhythmic, and he uses sort of contrasting dynamics to bring out the interest in what is actually quite a simple dance-like piece of music.
And you are welcoming a special guest, the pianist Peter Longworth.
We are. Yeah, the Emperor Concerto, Beethoven's fifth concerto. Again, really a revolutionary work because we're talking about 1809, I think, Beethoven wrote this, and the development of the piano. So the piano kind of up until sort of the end of the 18th century was just five octaves. And by the time we get to the beginning of the 19th century, there have been enough many of these innovations pushed actually by Beethoven, particularly in Vienna, that we now have seven octaves, or it's six to seven octaves. And Beethoven just uses the whole of this. Beethoven was a very visceral player, as we probably know. He's a very kind of quite a violent, passionate player. And this piece of music is just astonishing. It kind of opens with this massive, great orchestral chord. And then essentially what the piano does is play arpeggios. But these arpeggios, somehow Beethoven manages to turn scales and arpeggios into interesting, riveting, dynamic material. It's quite astonishing.
I think that's why we call him a genius.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, you can both see and hear Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 5 along with the Dvorak Symphony 7 and John Weinzweig's Round Dance. Friday night, Martin Grove Collegiate Institute, the opening concert in the Etobicoke Philharmonic Orchestra's exciting new season. It's titled Romantic Classics. Tickets when you phone 416-239-5665. That's 416-239-5665. Or you can go online to www.eporchestra.ca, the Etobicoke Philharmonic. www.eporchestra.ca. My guest, Mark Whale, the concertmaster of the Toronto Etobicoke Philharmonic Orchestra. Thanks for your visit.
Thanks for having me.
And brace yourself, folks. Here's that amazing Beethoven Piano Concerto.
Thank you.
The Emperor Concerto, Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 5. It's on the program with pianist Peter Longworth and the Etobicoke Philharmonic Orchestra, opening their exciting new season with a program called Romantic Classics. It also includes the Dvorak Symphony No. 7. And to celebrate Canada's 150th, a piece by Canadian composer John Weinzweig, Round Dance. Now, it's Friday night, October 20th, 8 p.m. at Martin Grove Collegiate Institute. The tickets at 416-239-5665, 416-239-5665, or www.eporchestra.ca. And thanks to the concertmaster of the Etobicoke Philharmonic, Mark Whale, for his visit today on Bill's Classical Jukebox.